You're listening to Art Being Radio, a project of Arts and Services for Disabled.
Have you ever been running faster than you ever run before? You're running and running and running towards something. You aren't sure exactly what it is, but you are sure that the thing is the most important thing in the entire world. You pick up the pace and you feel your heart beating like a drum inside your chest. You, your destination, up ahead, and there's your prize. You aren't quite sure what it is, but it sparkles and glows and it is beautiful. And everything depends on you reaching it. If you don't reach it, well, you don't think about what will happen, because you will reach it. You must reach it. Finally, you're close enough to touch it. Your fingers wrap around the luminous prize and you feel its warm, glowing surface. And you wake up in your bed in the middle of the night. The enormous glowing thing is the moon, and you are strangely out of breath. On today's episode, we'll be talking about dreams, both the kind you have while you're asleep in your bed and the kind of dream that is more akin to your hope or a wish. We scoured our communities, interviewed people within Arts and Services for Disabled, as well as outside the organization, and even had submissions from listeners who shared their own hopes for themselves, their loved ones, and the world, all in pursuit of the answer to a few simple questions. What are dreams, and why are dreams important? This is Artbeat Radio. I'm your host, Ruben Camacho. Set your microphones, please, and let's get started.
Die. dreams. Let's talk about real dreams. When does a person dream?
At night, when I go to bed.
Okay. Do you ever remember your dreams?
Yes.
What's the most recent dream you had?
I dream about Hollywood actors, Jennifer Lopez, her dress. It's black and she has a bow tie sometimes.
Acting one.
Tell me about it.
Her daddy, you know, like, cool bear. I said, now. She said, not go to bed. Aquí, allá. Now.
A dream about the sync music. I want to play bingo.
I had a dream once that my cat was sleeping on top of my pillow at night.
I was running, and then all of a sudden, there was people running after me, and then they were trying to catch me, and I just flew up in the air like an eagle.
An alien shows up.
What do you dream about? Your old girlfriend? You dream about her and what happens in your dream?
She kisses you? When you wake up, how do you feel?
You feel happy? And sad? Do you know there's a word for that? Do you know what it is?
No.
The word is bittersweet. Yeah, bittersweet. What do you dream about?
About the piano.
What about them?
They play piano.
They do play piano. Who played piano in your dream?
My family.
Adam, what do you dream about? You dream about going horseback riding?
Yeah.
Every Thursday, huh?
Yeah.
My mind is awake and my body is asleep. My mind is in heaven. I feel good.
You know what I dream about a lot, and it's not very interesting, is I actually dream about being at work. I dream about being here. So I'm with you even in my dreams, everyone. What do you think about that?
We're back.
Yeah.
The dream that I have is being an insomniac.
So you dream about not being able to sleep.
Right.
That sounds like you never get any rest. Is that true?
Yeah.
That is so meta. Oof, Ruben. I need to get you some NyQuil.
The dictionary defines a dream as a succession of images, thoughts, or emotions passing through the mind during sleep. I define a dream as something that happens when your body is fast asleep, but your mind is wide awake. Sometimes dreams seem like real life. They can be about real people, real places, and real events. But other times, dreams can be different, weird, strange. You could dream about being at work or eating lunch, and everything could be totally normal. You could be eating a sandwich, talking to your friends, and everything could be just like waking life, until a 2-inch tall blue gorilla walks into the room and asks you in a British accent if he could possibly have a cuppa at your table. Sleeping dreams are interesting and mysterious, to be sure, but we humans also use the word dream to refer to something else. Something waking. For a dream can also be our sincerest hope. Call it a daydream, a wish, a hope, or a deepest desire. Men have spent history chasing after these types of dreams, and now is certainly no time to stop. I saw this world as one big pool of opportunity, but there's too much mind corruption, too little remedy. That's how it seems to me. We need a moral education to set the young minds free. So let us change what we can and accept what we can't. Impart some of the wisdom from that tried and tested man. There's no harm in being wrong, you know, but to me it's common ground. So take that feather from your cap, sir, and press that something to believe. My hopes are high, but my eyes can't believe what they see. Oh, give me something to believe in. Give me something.
That in the future I will get the job to Hawaii.
In the future, I dream to be a registered nurse.
In the future, I hope I get a tattoo.
I dream for my future, I dream about living a life of creativity.
In the future, I hope I get a dog.
I hope my future, I get to make funky. Make it funky.
In the future, I hope that I have lots of time to spend with my friends and family.
I hope I get back to Scotland in the future.
I hope that in the future, I get a computer.
I hope to volunteer my service working with people like in Haiti, Africa, the less fortunate ones.
In the future, I hope I'll just keep growing as a person, you know, just heart, mind, and soul.
In the future, I hope I have a family.
In the future, I hope that I see
you. I hope that in the future we can talk politely and respectfully about what we want.
And I hope we rediscover that writing letters with paper is a really cool way to communicate.
In the future, I hope we just learn to care for each other more, love each other, collaborate, be more creative together, and never think we figured each other out.
In the future, I hope we travel some more.
I hope that in the future we get to live in a big new house.
In the future, I hope we all take better care of our pets and all animals on the earth.
I dream that the world one day becomes one continent so that it'll decrease the violence because you would not be wanting to fight on your own home turf.
In the future, I hope that the world is a more peaceful place.
In the future, I hope the world agrees to go back to black and white televisions.
And in the future, I hope the world wakes up, gets shaken up so that it breaks the cycles and patterns that it seems to always have with greed, violence, and oppression.
I hope in the future it'll just, like, calm down and unplug.
In the future, I hope the world cools off. It is way too hot.
And in the future, I hope the world discovers how to make ice cream that's fat-free but tastes like normal ice cream.
I hope that in the future the world can come together.
Whoa.
I hope that in the future the world never goes hungry.
Our future, the world gets you scared.
Gets you what?
Scary.
You hope the world gets scary?
No, it's scary.
You don't want it to be scary.
No.
What do you want?
Yeah. Just happy.
You want the world to be happy?
Yeah.
That's nice. Come on.
On the other side, rainbows are visions, they're only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it, but I know they're wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would hurt and answered and went on a morning star? Someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us from gazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lover. Dreamers and me.
So, are dreams important? In dreams, we can do anything. We can fly, soar, sing, dance, walk, run, skip, eat, and play in ways we always wished we could. Dreams are important because they give us hope in a way our awake minds never can. They make us feel like we are more than our circumstances and like the outlook for the future is sunny. Are dreams important? Yes. Will we keep on dreaming? Well, we don't plan on stopping anytime soon. And we hope you don't either. It was fun talking about dreams, wasn't it? I'll tell you one thing, though. All this talking about dreaming has made me ready for a nap. For Artbeat Radio, I'm Ruben Camacho, and I'm hoping all your dreams come true. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
For more information on Artbeat Radio, visit us on the web at http://artbeatradio.tumblr.com.
See you next time.
See you next time.
What?
See you next time.
Huh?
See you next time.
Did you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Everyone say see you next time.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.
All right. Alright, good, Jack. It's worked well.
Maybe see you next time.
See you next time.
Oh, I love that.
I'm gonna need to do some work on your sign off.
I love that.